last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 11th Surah was recited. Continuing Surah Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those munafiqin and hypocrites who did not go out in the battle of Tabuk. And Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the para before this year, he mentions many evil qualities of the munafiqin, the hypocrites, for example, they command people towards wrong actions, prevent them from evil actions. They do not have true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take many qasams and oaths, many false promises they take. Similarly, when they came back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to Madinah Munawwara, then these hypocrites went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bringing forward all funny excuses and why they could not go with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the quality of a munafiq. إِذَا حَدَّثَكَ رَبَى. When he speaks, he lies. And إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يُنْجِي وَالْكِذْبَ يُهْلِكَ. Sidq, a person speaks the truth, it will save a person from difficulties and problems. And lies destroy a person. So when a person, these people came, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will take customs and use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So you don't shout them, you don't reprimand them. So turn away from them, don't worry about them. They are filth and dirt. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. The final abode is Jahannam. As a punishment for whatever action they had earned and they had won. They are taking this custom by you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you must be pleased with them. But remember, even if you are pleased with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be pleased with these people. So sometimes a person can lie to get out of some situation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with that person. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose that person. On the other hand, those sahaba radiallahu anhum, who i'tarafu bi dhunubihim. They made i'tiraf, they made a mistake, and then they acknowledged that I made a mistake, I done wrong. Asallahu ayyatub alim, very sallahu ayyatub alim, soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. So when a person has got this quality of humility, that I've done wrong, and he's prepared to accept his wrong, then inshallah this is the means of a person's Islam and reformation. But as long as a person, he tries to justify himself, a person can never progress, a person will never come right. So this is the quality of the munafiqs and hypocrites. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was sabiqun al-awwalun, the sahaba radiallahu anhum who had accepted Islam in the beginning stages, amongst the muhajirin and ansar, and walladhina taba'uhum bi ihsan. There are two groups only, the muhajirin and ansar, they are the believers. And the third group, whoever wants, you have to follow them. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. With sincerity and ikhlas, you have to follow them. They already had highest levels of sincerity. Allah Ta'ala didn't mention about them. They had hijrat, they made hijrat. They had and assisted one another. Allah Ta'ala declared their innocence and their ikhlas and sincerity in the Quran Sharif. But those people will follow them. And they've got ikhlas and sincerity, two qualities. Then radiallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah will be pleased with them and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has prepared for them such gardens flowing beneath their rivers, and they will remain there forever and forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success. So our success is to follow the tariqah and the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Indeed is our success for akhirat also. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqs and hypocrites, some other evil qualities of them. One is that they try to build one masjid, and they wanted to cause split in the community. So because of this, yeah, and they wanted to use Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, so they called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he must come and perform salah there. But Allah ta'ala forbade Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and eventually that masjid was burnt to the ground. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he told, commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't ever stand and perform salah there. But the other masjid, which was based on taqwa, from the first day, it has got a greater right, you must stand in there. Ulama say this, either can refer to Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Masjid of Quba, which was the first masjid built by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to Madinah Sharif. فِي رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ يَتَطْوَهَرُوا. In there, there are men who love to keep themselves pure. Yeah, when they go to make istinja, they utilize water. Allah Ta'ala loved this action, Allah mentioned it in the Quran Sharif. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّهِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala loves those people who purify themselves, keep themselves pure and clean. So this utilizing of water and making istinja in the correct way also, this also is a very great ibadat in our deen. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala has bought from the believers their lives and their wealth, and in place of this Allah Ta'ala is giving them Jannah. As our Shaykh mentioned the other day, that Jannah which is bare'ib, without any fault, and completely perfect, Allah Ta'ala is giving it to us in place of our lives and our wealth, which is full of aib, full of faults and weaknesses. But Allah Ta'ala is just asking for a little bit of sacrifice, and Allah wants to give us the most pure Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you fulfill the pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are successful. And this is a great success. And these are qualities which we have to bring within ourselves. التائبون العابدون الحامدون, those who make tawbah. Always, as soon as they make a mistake, they make tawbah. Even if they do good actions, they make tawbah after that. Those are the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shukr and thanking Allah ta'ala for His bounties. Those who are fasting, I think as-sayihun can have the meaning of fasting, keeping fast in the month of Ramadan, nafal rozas also, or those who are traveling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are in ruku, those who are in sajda, those who are commanding people towards righteousness, and preventing people from evil, and will hafizuna li hududillah, and in all the matters of deen, they follow the limit which has been set aside by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in amr bil ma'ruf wal nahi anil munkar, they don't exceed the bounds in the day, but they are following the commands of Allah ta'ala, how it's supposed to be done. So all of the matters of deen, they look at the bounds of shariat. Wa bashkiril mu'mineen, Allah ta'ala says, give glad tidings to the believers. These are true believers, those who have got qualities. So it's not just to say I am a believer, but to bring qualities within ourselves. When qualities and sifat come into a person, then we know that this person is a true believer or not. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we read about these qualities and we try to bring them into our lives. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those three sahaba radiallahu anhum who had stayed behind in the battle of Tabuk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually after 50 days they were boycotted, and then Allah ta'ala forgave them, and they were Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the declares in the Quran of the forgiveness, and all the other sahaba radiallahu anhum who took part in that battle. It was a very difficult battle, difficult conditions, but Allah ta'ala said Allah has forgiven such people. So and Allah ta'ala has forgiven those three people also who were kept back from their tawbah and being accepted, and it was very difficult for them. إِذَا ضَاقَتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ إِمُ الْأَرْضُ إِمُ الْأَرْضُ, the earth became tightened upon them despite the vastness of the earth. That means when they had done wrong and it was so difficult for them to make tawbah, it was difficult for them when they had made the tawbah, what difficulties and halat they went through, but they were prepared to accept all of the day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for them. So a person, whatever wrongs we do, Allah give us tawfiq that we try to repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though we might go through some difficulty, we have to pay back, for example, we stole somebody's money, or we have to go ask that person for forgiveness. The person, no matter how much of difficulty he goes through, try to fulfill the day, inshallah. He might go through some difficulty, but thereafter Allah will open up for such a person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, O people of Iman, adopt the quality of taqwa in every aspect of your life, inwardly, outwardly. Have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person get this? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. This quality of taqwa will come. And number three, Allah ta'ala says that do not give preference to your own selves over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he has given a certain command, follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that remember, whatever money you are spending in the path of Allah ta'ala, you are going out, remember Allah ta'ala is writing it for a person. A person is getting the full reward, for it. His nothing will go to waste. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never destroy the reward of those people who do actions with sincerity, with ikhlas. And whatever a person is spending in the path, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, small amount, big amount, wherever a person is walking, everything is written for a person. Allah ta'ala is rewarding a person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance that even jihad is a very great ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the object of it is to open up the doors of da'wat, so that we can give da'wat towards the non-Muslims, call them towards Islam, towards his success, and to bring arrive an Islamic khilafat, so that there is justice in the world. But despite the importance of that, all the people mustn't go out in the path of Allah ta'ala in jihad. One jamaat must stay back, and they must gain the knowledge of deen. That shows the great importance of the knowledge of deen. Because when the knowledge of deen is acquired, then an Islamic society can only be based on knowledge. If there is no knowledge, you can't get any Islamic society. So that is why Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that when you will go out in the path of Allah, one jamaat must stay back, attain the knowledge of deen. And then when the others come back, they must explain to them, inform them of the knowledge of deen. So this shows the great importance of this, the knowledge of deen, and learning the masail of deen, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq all throughout our life. A person must continue learning. There is no limit. A person can say, "Now I have learnt enough. I've got enough knowledge." And so it comes in the hadith that the virtues of knowledge, Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi says, even if that person goes daily for one dars of hadith or one dars of fiqh, he goes to the masjid, he learns one dars, he would also be included amongst those people who are going out, seeking the knowledge of deen. And there are great, great virtues which are mentioned in the hadith. So it's not necessary only for a person to study in the Darul Ulum also, but our children who are going to the maktab, those who are coming to the masjid and learning, they are also included in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the virtues of knowledge. So we should always, throughout our life, make an effort that wherever the gatherings of knowledge are, of the pious, the ulama, try and sit in those gatherings. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned certain qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever difficulties come upon the believers, it is very hard upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's got great hirs and love and desire for us. He only wants goodness for the believers. So a person must follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if the people turn away, then say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need anybody else. I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are encouraged to read this dua 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. A person will read this dua 7 times in the morning and evening. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice that person from all ham, worries, grief, sorrows in the dunya and the year after. And ulama say, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi susi al-ham, it's al-gham alladhi yuzeebu al-insan. Such grief which normally melts a person. Allah Ta'ala will save a person from all depression and all of these worries that people have got. This is the cure for it, by reciting this dua 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. The next surah is Surah Yunus. And in Surah Yunus, some ulama say that now all the surahs of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning one subject matter, one theme. And the whole surah is explaining the theme. So the theme of this surah is, Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wah towards the kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran Sharif and the greatness of the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that many people are in doubt that how can wahi and revelation come to a human being? But this is nothing. And they say that this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a jadugar, he is a magician. But this is completely incorrect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes the sun full of light and the moon full of light. Allah has got all of these systems. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made physical systems for the people so that they can see, they can move around in the earth. So it's more important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create a ruhani system, which is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala has created all the physical things for our physical body, for our ruhani self, our spiritual self, Allah ta'ala has created also a ruhani system, which is the kitab and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's so far-fetched about the day? And Allah ta'ala has created all of these things. What difficulty is there for Allah ta'ala? And it's like, you can say in a certain way, it's like Allah Ta'ala has made it a binding upon Himself. It's like His duty. Like how He has created things for us physically, for spiritual, to a greater extent we are in need of the day. So Allah has created the system here. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, the changing of the day and night and all of these things. In there also a person must see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different groups of people. Some of those people, they've got no hope in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are happy with this worldly life and content with it. And they are completely unmindful of the ayat in the Quran Sharif, the verses of the Quran. So Allah says, for them is the fire of Jahannam because of the evil actions. People who are happy with this worldly life all the time, content with it, no fikr for akhirat. And on the other hand, are those people who do have iman and do good actions, then Allah Ta'ala will grant them to the highest places of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man, unfortunately, his condition is such, he's very hasty. And he only wants outward things, quick things, what he will get benefit quickly. That is why he's not prepared to prepare for akhirat, etc. Because that will come after some time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a man, some difficulty afflicts him, then suddenly he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows that the tawheed and oneness of Allah ta'ala is in the heart of a person. But it mustn't happen that only at that time a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the difficulty, he acts like nothing at all happened in his life. No difficulty he went through in his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the past nations which came. Many of them came in the past. We gave them clear ayahs, we gave them the books. The Anbiya alayhi muslim came to them. They never accepted it. They were completely destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these same people who don't have hope in the year after, when the ayat of the Quran Sharif are recited to them, they say, "Ati bi Quranin ghayri hadha wa badil," we are not happy with the Quran Sharif. So bring to us another Quran. Or change the laws of the Quran Sharif. We can't follow it now in the 20th century. How are we going to follow the Quran Sharif? It's a bit difficult. So tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا يَكُونُ لِيَا نُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي. Is that possible for me to change it from my own self? I can't change the Quran Sharif. إِنَّ اتَّبِعُوا إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. Even though I'm the Nabi of Allah, I'm just a messenger. I'm conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only follow what was the wahi and revelation which has come to me. And I fear if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azab of a very great day, the day of Qiyamah. So even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not follow himself, whatever he wanted to, but he also followed whatever was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can a person today say, I want to follow my way, or change the meaning of this ayat of the Quran, wasn't right now, For 1400 years, people never understood it. But today, we've got a different understanding of the Quran Sharif. And now, this must be the new meaning taken of the Quran Sharif. So many people sit, unfortunately, in groups, and then they have the discussion about the Quran Sharif. And two ways they try to change the meaning of the Quran Sharif. One is, you leave out the way of the fuqaha. Or, so when a person comes out of the way of the fuqaha, he comes out of taqlid, then he can start taking out his own meanings. So they say, we don't have to follow the fuqaha. And some people go one step further. When they have taken out the fuqaha, then they take out the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must understand the Quran Sharif without the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that the Quran Sharif is more in need of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. What he meant was, to understand the Quran Sharif without the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not possible at all. We have to have the hadith. Otherwise, a person can take out his own meanings from the Quran Sharif. Funny meanings a person can take out, how he wants to understand it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, it's close to Qiyamah, the fitna will take place. The person will be sitting in great luxury on one couch, reclining, eating, enjoying himself. And then he was doing to tell the people that, I only follow what's in here. I don't follow anything else. I don't follow the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, we cannot understand the Quran Sharif without the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then from the hadith also we cannot understand without the fuqaha. Because they were the ones who studied the hadith in great detail. Years and years of their life they spent, and then they formulated all the masail of deen from the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we are following the fuqaha, we are not following them. We are actually following the Quran Sharif in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to their understanding, how they had expected it. So in there they saved it for our deen. Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast on that day. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentions about certain people who are going through halat and conditions in life, and they are in a ship, they are moving, and now waves are coming suddenly, and they feel they will be destroyed. At this time they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. O Allah, if you save us from this year, we will make a lot of shukr and thanks to you. But the minute Allah ta'ala saves them, suddenly they go against and break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nasu innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. O people, remember, whatever wrongs you are doing, it is against yourself. And mata'al hayat dunya, you will get some enjoyment of this worldly life for a few days. But remember, you have to come back to us, and you have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of this worldly life is like water which is coming down from the heavens, and is joining up with the plantations in the ground. And now it looks very, very beautiful. And people think now we've got full ability, capability over this whole place. We're going to get the crops, we're going to get so much of benefit. Suddenly the command of Allah Ta'ala comes either in the night time or in the daytime. And suddenly everything is destroyed like it never existed yesterday. So this is the example of this worldly life. A person is strong, he's energetic, he's powerful, he's doing this, he's doing that there. And suddenly the command of Allah Ta'ala comes, his mort comes, his death comes to him at any time. Suddenly, in the daytime or in the night time. And now after 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 year, it's like the person never existed in the world. This is the example of this worldly life. A person does not become deceived by these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other hand, Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah ta'ala is calling you to the house of salamati, of safety and protection, which is jannat, the life of the year after. A person must prepare for the day. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many things also, that which is very, very clear. Who is the one who created the heavens? Who is the one who gives you rosy and sustenance? All of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala has given you all of these things, why don't you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People say you have made up the book of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell them, then bring another surah like this Quran, another surah like this Quran Sharif, one other surah like this here, and call whoever you want to in the world. You will never be able to do so. Another proof which Allah ta'ala mentions in this surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he lived amongst the people of Makkah Mukarramah for 40 years. And the people had seen him there, they had seen his akhlaq and character, and they knew he never spoke a lie. So how can it be possible now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after 40 years, suddenly comes, and now he starts speaking lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, So Allah ta'ala said, you lived amongst these people for such a long time. That's a clear proof, also that you are not a liar. You are a very truthful person. Somebody comes, he's a new person, we don't know who he is. He can be speaking a lot of lies, he deceives people. But from his childhood, you have seen him, how he had grown up. What a good person he was. And now he's coming with such knowledge, he was unlettered. He had no one to teach him. Now he's bringing such knowledge that all the people of the world are shocked. And they cannot give an answer, something like the Quran Sharif. So how come you can't accept what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? How come you can't accept his nabuwat and his risalah? Definitely this is knowledge is coming from somewhere else, from a different source. It is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will become the awliya Allah. The great bounty is, لا خوفٌ عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There won't be any fear for them, especially at the time of death in the grave and in the day of Qiyamah. ولا هم يحزنون. And they won't have any grief and sorrow. Fear for the future and grief for the past. They are the ones, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. We've got iman and the quality of taqwa, which is the month of Ramadan we are trying to cultivate. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. For them is glad tidings in this worldly life also and in the year after. Some glad tidings, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, were given in their life. And sometimes a person is given through good dreams. A person gets glad tidings. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. There is no change in this. Inside the kalimat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely the awliya Allah, there won't be any fear for them, there won't be any grief for them. And ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success. Try to become a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah mentions three incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salam in the past. One is of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to his people also. And there's the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah ta'ala, they were not prepared to accept it. They eventually were destroyed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. They went to Firaun. Also clear signs they showed him. They were not prepared to accept it. And whatever Musa alayhi salam showed them the signs, they also said it's magic. This is what you are bringing is magic. It's not correct, it's incorrect. So they were not prepared to accept Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But eventually they were destroyed. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ. Musa and his people were going through great difficulties, the oppression of Firaun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make in Misr all your houses. وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً. Make your houses in facing the direction of Qibla. And perform salat in your houses. Perform salat there. So ulama say that if a person wants to come out of difficulties, where people are being oppressed, etc., then Allah ta'ala is mentioning that the solution is salat. Bring alive salat in your lives. And make your houses face a certain direction. Some ulama say, make your houses all together. All the Muslims are living in one society, one environment. وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً. They say means مُقَابَلَةً, next to one another. So have an environment, Islamic environment. Enterment, and perform salah. In India, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come to you. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made badua. He cursed Firaun and said, Allah Ta'ala, destroy them. So Allah said, and Harun alayhi salam made amin to it. So Allah said, قَدْ أُجِيبَ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Both your people's duas are accepted. Musa alayhi salam's dua and Harun alayhi salam. Even though one made dua and one said amin. But it's regarded as both of their duas. So Allah Ta'ala said, your dua has been answered. But the manifestation of the dua, the Mufassirin say, came after 40 years. So the dua was answered straight away. But sometimes we don't see the effects immediately of a dua. So we should continue making dua. We do not know what effects our dua will have. We're making for the Muslims in the whole world. Continue making dua for the people, or for yourself also. Eventually, inshallah, the realization of this dua will come. A person will see it. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Firaun was destroyed. And when the time of being destroyed, at this time you wanted to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had already seen the signs of the angels coming down. It was too late for a person. Allah ta'ala said, now it's too late for a person. All the time before this, you had the opportunity, you never accepted. Now you are completely destroyed. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and these people before the azab came down, they made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala protected them, Allah Ta'ala saved them. So we should not wait for the azab of Allah Ta'ala to come, or the signs of Allah's azab to come to a person, and then a person must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it's too late sometimes, person can be destroyed. Before that, a person must from his own side make tawbah, change his life, come to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last ruku Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not ever call anybody besides Allah ta'ala who can't benefit you. They can't cause any harm to you. If Allah ta'ala causes any harm to you, there is no one to remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah intends goodness for a person, there is no one to return and refute the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant it to whomsoever he wants to. O people, the Quran Sharif, which is haqq, it has come to you from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنِ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever follows, whoever is rightly guided, he's only benefiting himself, no one else. But if a person leaves the teachings of the Quran Sharif, he's only causing harm to himself. So follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sabr. Definitely there will be some difficulties in a person's life to follow the commands of Allah ta'ala. He has to make sabr at that time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always judge the best for that person. He will be successful in this life, the life of the year after. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability throughout our lives to hold firm unto the teachings of the Quran Sharif. India is our true success for dunya, for qabr and for akhirat. Allah give us true understanding.